We come to church for various reasons. Perhaps we come to get away from the upheaval we experience in society. Some come to church to know they are accepted, no matter who they are. We may come because we want to hear a word of truth that challenges us to grow, just as Jesus sometimes challenged the people of his day. This week, Pope Francis wrote a letter to the bishops of the United States, and through them to us, concerning migration and the dignity of people. The Pope noted that Jesus, as a child, was expelled from his homeland, became a migrant, and had to take refuge in a foreign society and culture. By becoming human, Jesus chose to live with the hardship of immigration. Pope Francis continues by stating all Christian faithful and all people of goodwill are called upon to consider the legitimacy of laws and public policies. They reflect on these laws and policies in the light of the dignity of persons and their fundamental rights. He indicates that if we have a rightly formed conscience, we cannot fail to make critical judgments and express our disagreement with any measures that tacitly or explicitly identify migrants as criminals. The Pope reminds us that deporting people who in many cases have left their homeland for reasons of extreme poverty, insecurity, exploitation, persecution, or severe deterioration of their environment damages the dignity of men and women and of entire families and makes them particularly vulnerable and defenseless. The true common good is promoted when society and government, with creativity and strict respect for the rights of all, welcome, protect, promote, and integrate the most fragile, unprotected, and vulnerable. The parable of the Good Samaritan shows us how to care for those fallen on hard times along their road to Jericho. What is built by force and not on truth about everyone's equal dignity begins badly and will end badly. The Pope encourages all Catholics not to give in to narratives that discriminate against and cause unnecessary suffering to our migrant and refugee brothers and sisters. Instead, we are called to live in solidarity and fraternity, to build bridges and avoid walls. We are to give our lives as Jesus Christ gave his life for the salvation of all. In Luke's gospel today, Jesus was teaching the 12, many disciples, and the crowds about the poor. He taught that the poor and unjustly oppressed were blessed because they belonged to God's reign, God's community. God is God of the poor. God is known through the poor. The poor, that is, the migrant, the refugee, the homeless, are not blessed because they suffer, but because they belong to God. During Jesus' life in Israel, people experienced poverty and struggled financially. The poor were also seen as sinners and outcasts because they could not obey the law of Moses. Their lifestyle prevented this. They were the tax collectors, the unclean, the tenant farmers, debtors, prostitutes, and beggars. These, Jesus taught, were God's special people who belonged to the reign or community of God. Jesus taught that whatever we do to the least, we do to him. In other words, Christ himself is present in the poor and outcast. Christ, however, is also present in us, who become one with him in the Eucharist. In Christ, we are all brothers and sisters of each other. If we come to know these unacceptable migrants, refugees, and homeless, oftentimes we are amazed at their hard work, deep faith, goodness, generosity, and courage. St. Pope John Paul II, in one of his encyclicals, Solicitudo Rei Socialis, states, "Those who are more influential, because they have a greater share of the goods and common services, should feel responsible for the weaker and be ready to share with them all they possess." In Psalm 1, the first of 150 psalms we prayed today, "Blessed is the one who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields fruit in due season, and its leaves never fade." Today, more than ever, we need to meditate on the law of the Lord concerning the dignity of every person, made in the image and likeness of God, and who are our brothers and sisters. Saint Archbishop Romero of El Salvador, a defender of the poor, was assassinated. He reminds us, a church that does not suffer persecution should fear for itself. It is not the true church of Jesus Christ.